Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
This may be the biggest news for decades that I'm about to share with you right now. I'm telling you, you are going to want to pay attention to me today, or I will go William Shatner on you. So welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Donald Trump is about to embark upon something that I don't think people really understand how big the potential is. Now, I'm not going to give Trump a whole lot of credit for having the best thinkers around him in certain areas, but I'm going to tell you, if he does this, this is going to be monumental. Unlike Joe Biden and other leftist politicians, you know, the Pelosi's and the Schumer's of the world, who have completely benefited from being in politics. I mean, Joe Biden is one of the most crooked guys on the planet. And I was thinking Hillary Clinton was crooked. Now, Hillary and Bill took it a lot further. But let me tell you, Joe was trying. If he didn't have a crackhead son running his enterprise and maybe the good son had survived, I don't know, who knows what would have happened with Joe Biden and how much money he would have right now. But President Trump, well, he decided he would not profiteer while in office. Neither did his kids. So he did the politically unthinkable. And in setting that example, the left said, we got to get rid of this guy. We got to destroy this guy. He's actually giving power back to the people. And that's one of the reasons why the elites who are in charge of world governments, and you can debate me on this, but I'm telling you, your government, whatever the government is that you think is being run by, you know, the people, you are out of your mind. Trudeau was placed in Canada. Who's the president of France? Is it Macron? Macron, he was placed there. Merkel, placed in Germany. These people are placed into office by the global elitism. And you can go all Alex Jones on me all you want. That's okay. I can take it. But let me just tell you, none of this is the reality that we're in control of it. So Trump upset the apple cart. He's a guy that said, look, you're not going to be ripping people off. Now, he screwed up with Wu Flu. Well, we're going to rush these new vaccines in, and if he'd held steady, we'd have $6 trillion in our pockets, and we'd all be popping hydroxychloroquine pills or something, and that would be the end of it, and this ruse would be over. But I won't blame him for it. He's out of office. They got rid of him, and now the ruse continues. But I'm just telling you, the big cheat, getting rid of Trump, was done by a group of people that said, we can't have a guy that won't let us make our money. But in their coup, these elitists made a huge mistake, because you've watched enough of these movies, right, that you don't leave a body, you know, you make sure he's dead. You don't shoot him in the chest and walk away. He could be wearing a vest, right? You got to put a couple of them in the skull. And they didn't do that. They tried. They remember, they were, oh, we're going to bring Trump up on charges and blah, blah, blah. And it went away. And I'm actually surprised it went away. And I'm going to tell you something. Don't think it's gone completely away. There are people plotting against Donald Trump right now. And this is the last chance they have to get him. Kevin, what are you talking about? I'm telling you, what's about to happen with Donald Trump has the potential to be cataclysmic. Trump reaches over 35 million Americans. Well, I don't know if it's just Americans, but 35 million people, mostly Americans, daily. And he does it by email. He's not on Facebook. He's not on Twitter. He does it by email. I would venture to tell you, Donald Trump has the largest active database of true believers in the history of man. Think about how Attila the Hun, all these guys had to get their armies together. They had to go out. They had a group of men. They went out and they fought and they defeated other people. And they said, okay, you're going to come join us. Or they got with other tribes of people and said, hey, listen, we're going to be coming through your territory. We're going to beat up some king in some distant land. Will you join us? And if they had a just cause, they did it. Donald Trump can go make one thing, you know, put out a message, push a button, and 35 million people get it. Now, I'll tell you, it's annoying. I don't know how many emails a day. One of these days, I'm just going to let them, I'm not going to delete them, because I delete them as soon as I get them. Maybe I'll just go count them in my deleted, my trash bin. But I'll probably get 10 emails a day from Trump. Now, there are many of you who get emails from my team, and they get themselves off the list. And then they come back later and go, Kevin, I'm off your list. Can I get on your list? And I go, you were on my list and you got off my list. And we send out one, maybe two emails a day. And if you're on our list, you're on it because you want our article. So every time an article comes out, you will get an email from us. But it's automatically generated and you requested it. But I'm saying what we actually send is that. And the reason we do that is because, like Trump, I got kicked off of Facebook. I got kicked off Twitter. I lost my social media footprint for doing nothing, for telling the truth, for giving my opinions about things, and they kicked me off. But I don't have near the following, because if I did, I'd be very, very wealthy. So at the end of the day, what I'm getting at is Trump has control of his people, this database. And that's why when you guys get on my database, it's truly important because, as I told you, I want to get 20,000 downloads a day from my show so we can pay the staff appropriately. And you're not even paying anything. It's just the clicks. So I want you to imagine the amount of money, 35 million people. That what I told you guys, 20,000 downloads of my show a day generates about $1,000 a day. With clicks, if you're clicking, you know, through and all that. And that's just on the average. Can you imagine 35 million clicking? What's that? Somebody do the math. Now, it doesn't translate the way it seems because the more clicks, you lose money. But it's a lot of dollars. Donald Trump sending out an email, if that email has an ad in it and he's got 35 million people, I promise you, he's making millions and millions of dollars every month. Millions. Just from clicks. And he's finding out what you're doing. He's segmenting his database, etc. And he's built the largest active database of true believers in history. And he's launching this new social media site. And I want to focus on that for this hour. Because what I want you to understand is that site has the potential to be the biggest political change since the Tea Party movement. Even bigger. So, you're going to want to stick around. Because I've analyzed this based on some things that we've been looking at ourselves. And I think you're going to find out this is big.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You may not know this, but the left are very afraid of what's going to happen with Donald Trump and this new social media site launch. Truth Social. I don't know what they're going to eventually... Is that what they're calling it? Or is it Trump Social? I'm shocked if he doesn't call it Trump Social. And it wouldn't be egomaniac. It would just be, he says, no, it's mine. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Trump Social has the biggest potential to bring down the big boys. And let me tell you why. A guy who can take a patch of dirt and construct these brick and mortar monuments, these edifices that you go. Have you been to New York or Chicago or somewhere where there's a Trump building? Have you just had a curiosity to go in there? And look, there are better buildings, bigger. I'm just saying, there are better buildings, bigger buildings, more elaborate, etc. But when I was in New York the last time, it's been a long time. I took my son and a buddy of his, and I said, they were like, where you guys want to go? They go, can we go see one of the Trump buildings? Yep. Because we had I stayed across the street from, well, I was across the street from Central Park, but I was down the street from one of his buildings, but it wasn't one of the big ones. It was just something else. It was a Trump building. But we went into the Trump Plaza, and it was spectacular. It wasn't the most spectacular building in New York by far, but it was iconic. We wanted to see it. So he builds these brick and mortar buildings out of nothing. A patch of ground. And I want you to understand everything that he has to go through to make that happen. He's got to acquire the land, so there's money. Right? Then he's got to get all the things that go into a building, glass and rebar and concrete and all that. All the approvals, he's got to work with the city politicians. He's got to work with marketing, marketing and media people. He's got to work with the mob. The people that determine who's going to get concrete when and worry about labor strikes and all. And everything. I want you to think about everything this guy has to think about just to build a building. All the people that have to get paid off. All the people who try to slow up progress. It's a competitor thing. It's, you know, why are you building it? You got to put people in it and all that. I mean, all the little things that go into a true brick and mortar business compared to Facebook. Facebook does. What did he do? He acquired his land that he acquired. Zuckerberg was Facebook.com. It was it. Chose that. That's his little piece of real estate. And then he built all this other stuff. But he didn't deal with mobs. He didn't deal with approvals. He didn't deal with a fraction of the things it takes to start a business and to make it successful. And in fact, he got very lucky. Because see, when you're in the real construction business on real estate, you can't roll the dice. You got to know I got occupancy. He's working with realtors, everybody. He's working with retailers, etc. Then there's the branding aspect of it. There's all, and I mentioned all the politics and, of course, the fraud, the graft, etc. And that's what Trump does. He takes a little piece of nothing, and you look up a few years later, boom, and there it is. Not as long as it takes other companies to do it. Because he's learned how to do it blue collar. That's why Trump, when you see him, he doesn't come off as this billionaire who is all about him. I mean, he's about himself because he's a brand. But I'm saying, you don't, you feel blue collarish. I've been around him. You don't feel like you're with somebody that's a billionaire and he's an elitist. Oh, there's always that air of sophistication, etc. And Don Jr. and all of them. I mean, yeah, there's that. And you're going to have that. But they don't feel like you're hanging out with, Paris Hilton. And so this guy knows how to get down and dirty to make it happen, etc. Now, I got contacted a while back. I'll just give you guys a little inside baseball. I get contacted by this group, and they call me up and they say, Kevin, we've evaluated your website, and it is an amazing piece of digital property. And I went, digital property? Now, I'm not stupid. I know that, you know, the blacksphere.net, it's got a lot of people that just come to it organically, and I've lost my social media footprint, but people still refer to the site. They come there to read my work, and he says, and here's one of the reasons they do it, Kevin. He goes, your biggest traffic is organic. There's no single source driving people to your site except the site itself. Facebook isn't doing it, Twitter isn't doing it, etc. He goes, you're driving it to it. So that's a good thing. And he goes, the number of people who reference your work. He gave me all these metrics. And he says, three of the top four metrics, you are a leader in three of the top four metrics. The only one that we weren't a leader in is we didn't have a whole lot of traffic anymore. But he goes, but that's what we want to fix. I was like, cool. But he kept calling it a digital property, digital property. They revealed to me what I now see is Trump's vision. He says, this is what this guy said. He said, investors value cyber real estate as more valuable than actual real estate. Did you hear what I just said? The people who want to invest in real estate are investing in cyber real estate. This is akin to people are not investing in gold, they're investing in cryptocurrency. You get it? And you watch the growth of cryptocurrency, and having gotten more and more involved in it, I'm telling you, I understand why people do it. They no longer trust the government, and it's not just criminals. The criminals are using it. They're moving their money through the crypto world. But even people that aren't criminals are doing it. And so I was thinking about the comparison between that and this guy making a comment about, this is digital real estate, Kev, and yours is worth a lot of money, and we'd like to make an offer to buy you, you know, buy a piece of it. I was like, what? It was profound to me. And in many ways, folks, that statement demonstrates itself to be true. The money that's made from a good website boggles the mind. I won't give you names, but I'll tell you this. I have friends that have YouTube channels, and they have 2 million people on a YouTube channel, and they put out videos every day, and people watch it, and YouTube counts the number of hours. These people log millions of hours. They are like their own little network TV channels. They log millions of hours. They have loyal fan bases. They might get 30,000, 50,000 people of a million that will listen in that instance. And I'm telling you, you don't have to believe me. If you've got 2 million followers on YouTube and you are monetizing and YouTube allows you to do it, you might be making $200,000 to $300,000 a month. Just to put it in perspective, go back to what I told you about Trump. 35 million people get his emails. He can direct them anywhere he wants them to go. So just think of the money that could be made if 35 million people watched his videos on YouTube. But forget YouTube. What if he was controlling it himself with his own media network? And when we come back, I'll get more into that because this is intriguing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A high-level meeting is underway to decide if Pfizer's COVID vaccine for kids should get the green light.
If approved by the FDA and CDC, 28 million children ages 5 to 11 could start getting COVID shots by the end of next week. Meanwhile, Moderna says it'll submit its kid vaccine data to regulators soon. The company saying it produced a strong antibody response that was 1.5 times what was seen in young adults. Soaring home prices may finally be cooling off just a bit. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index showing home prices rose at an annual rate of 19.8% in August, which is the same as the previous month. It's the first time the annual gain hasn't jumped since early 2020. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Republicans on Capitol Hill are speaking out regarding the record number of illegal immigrants entering the United States.
When you have more than 1.3 million people illegally crossing your border, they're not assimilating, they're not acclimating, they're actually not going to even show up for any of their hearings. Senator Tim Scott argued on Life, Liberty, and Levin Sunday.
We had a president under President Trump that wanted to secure our border. I supported and voted for more resources to build a wall so that you can control the inflow into your country.
Senator Scott claimed that the Remain in Mexico policy helped remedy the border crisis, but that the current situation is a Biden-made disaster. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Game 1 of the World Series between the Atlanta Braves and Houston Astros set to take place tonight in Houston. First pitch set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Which is easier for you, driving to a retail store or getting online and looking to see what they have to determine if you want to go to the store? Do you go visit a hotel to find it, or do you go through a travel agent, or do you just go online and say, let me see what I can find, what, etc.? It's digital, right? It's simpler. It's an extension of whatever real estate you may have. If you're Barnes & Noble, I'll look in the books to see if you have it. Do you have what else you got that's determined if I want to go? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, talking about Donald Trump's social media site. It's easier to get a person to your website than it is to your store. It's that simple. So Trump realizes the digital real estate landscape is just like brick and mortar. So why not show Zuckerberg and others what a real mogul can do when you push him to the breaking point? See, if Twitter and Facebook left Trump alone, he'd make them billions of dollars. But they pushed him into a corner. They said, we decide whether you're going to be on or not. It's our team that makes up your... And Trump said, in the spirit of any good capitalist... And I'm telling you right now, folks, go look at the Carnegies and the Mellons and the Rockefellers and whatever else. What you're witnessing right now is a big rift in the fabric of capitalism. And Zuckerberg and those guys are about to get burned. Let me put it another way. Do you think Zuckerberg or Jack Dorsey could build buildings if they were given a piece of land that they know what they're doing to make those buildings into these big, beautiful edifices that, you know, that dot the landscape of almost every major downtown? The short answer is no. These cream puffs couldn't build their own houses. So with this in mind, I suggest that Trump pace himself. After all these Gestapo leftists pushed him around, he then examined the landscape of social media, and he put that Wharton-trained brain to work on the problem. Hold on. I mean the opportunity. And like me, Trump understands that while Facebook, Twitter, Google, these guys currently run the show, they don't run the long-term show. Cyber real estate is at its infancy. And I'm getting in the head of a billionaire because I have a billionaire's brain. I do. I don't have his bank account, but I have his brain. And I may die with nowhere close to that kind of money, but that's okay. I know I had a billionaire's brain. I pass it along to my kids, so one of them will probably be one. But Trump did an evaluation, and he figured out a few new tricks to populate Trump cyber properties all over the digital cityscapes. Now, I want you to think about what I'm telling you. I want you to think Chicago, Cleveland, Cincinnati, whatever, big cities, Houston, San Antonio, go Huey Lewis, you know, D.C., San Antonio, Liberty Town, blah, blah, blah. So Trump sees these digital landscapes, and he's saying, I can have properties all over the place, and I know how to build properties. I can take my 80 million voters, my 35 million people that I reach directly. How many people does he reach indirectly if he's got 35 million people he's communicating with directly? So I can take these people, and these are not people that kind of like me. They're zealots, and I can move them anywhere I want. Cyberly speaking, I can move them anywhere I want. And oh, by the way, they're in every town across this country. So if I want to do something in Chicago, I've already got a building there. I could call, for all intents and purposes, Trump, if he wants to build a new building in Chicago, let's just call it Trump.com. Trump.com. Hey, go check out Trump.com Chicago. Go check out Trump.com Atlanta. Go check out Trump.com Houston. And everywhere he wants to go, wherever he wants to set up a base of operation, he can do it cyberly. Is that a word? So he's understanding this. And if I were him, I don't know, maybe I should be on his team. But I'm telling you right now, within 2 years, you wouldn't even know Zuckerberg existed. When you put the digital world into real estate perspective, Zuckerberg is still flipping houses compared to Trump's vision. And Trump has a huge advantage over these guys. Because he knows how to build. He knows the pieces that have to go there. If he's done any analysis, which, by the way, Zuckerberg's finally doing it. And I'll get to him in just a bit, because he's rebranding. But Donald Trump is the reason why Zuckerberg is rebranding. He's going, wait a minute, I got a dude who understands real estate. And now he's going to understand digital real estate. And digital real estate is a fraction of the issues you got to deal with real real estate. Maybe he's got to deal with a hacker. You know, but if he's smart, Trump has hired people that know how to hack, people that know how to fight all this cyber stuff. If he's as smart as I think he is, now that he's decided I'm going to do this social media thing, he gets it. So, look, let me just give you an example. And by the way, Trump is going to do more than just social media. He's going to do media. I'm talking print media, TV media. Everybody's on notice. Fox News, I already told you guys, dead man walking. And it won't be, I'm going to bring Hannity over. He might bring over Tucker. I want you to just imagine Trump saying to Tucker Carlson, hey, Tucker, I'm building this media network. I'm going to build it around you. Come on over, blah, blah. Tucker brings his 2 million, whatever his audience is, and instantly does that. Then he starts populating it with other people. And you know where he's going to get his news? You want to know the biggest problem Fox News has? I heard this directly from Roger Ailes' mouth. He says, Kevin, Fox can't be everywhere. You know where Trump can be? He can be everywhere. He can empower citizen journalists to report on anything. You want Project Veritas on steroids? I'll give it to you. Trump. Man, I haven't even cracked the egg is barely cracking here. We haven't even started to make an omelet. And we're going to take the shell and we're going to make us a necklace. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff we're going to make from breaking some eggs. And let me tell you, who's not going to get to eat at the table anymore? It's going to be these lefties. Trump is tired of getting pushed around. So, anyway, Zuckerberg and Darcy, these are the people that are Facebook, Twitter, Google. They segregated their real estate empire. Well, by that, I mean they were discriminatory. They discriminated against millions of conservative Americans. 80 million of us were told, you can't live in our whites-only neighborhood. But in this case, it was a leftist-only neighborhood. In the brick and mortar world, this might have worked to keep blacks from living in white neighborhoods in the 1960s. But this will not work in the digital world. Digital real estate doesn't work that way. People go where they choose to go. You are trying to get them there. These guys are pushing us away. And the only reason why we haven't abandoned them completely is because we didn't really have anywhere to go. Now, I built the site. It failed. For all intents and purposes, I mean, you know, I won't call it a complete failure because I learned a ton. Then we were working on PolitiChatter, and those guys, you know, gave me grief, and I left. It was doing well. Perfect timing, too, because Trump hadn't made his announcement, so we had some space. And by the way, Trump can be competing. There are people that can compete with him, but he's a cult of personality. And people want to support him. They can talk to me about who's gone away from him and how much he's lost, whatever. Trump is the most popular political figure in American history, period, bar none. So Trump knows that 80 million Americans want to build a new American social media landscape. And I'm going to get more to that in just a bit. But for right now, I want to look at the money. According to the New York Post, Trump's site is going to generate a fortune. And gone are the days where Trump doesn't have to profiteer. The guy who built a $10 billion brick-and-mortar empire from a $1 million loan from his father is about to enter the world of the ultra-rich. This is what happened at the mention of Trump's new venture. New York Stock Exchange listed shares of Digital World Acquisition Corp., the special-purpose acquisition company that announced Wednesday evening it will merge with former President Trump's new social media firm, soared more than 460%. DWAC stock price began trading at $12. It went as high as $58. Shares of the company were halted for volatility at noon, with the stock up more than 134%. It ended the day at $49.08, up from $12. This on the announcement that they were going to partner with Trump. And I love this part. They said the surge appeared to be driven by amateur traders as the Reddit crowd that sparked the frenzy in GameStop stock earlier this year apparently piled in. So it was amateurs. But anyway, it ended up 383% up in a day. More on this when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form, and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Trump's social media site causing a real rift in the fabric of what the leftists want to accomplish. A true rift. If they fear anything right now, they fear this more than I can even convey to you. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I know a little bit about this, having been a management consultant for some very large companies, and understanding the world of the internet, the digital landscape, pretty thoroughly. Well, I let on I don't know much, but I know a lot more than I'm letting on. So Donald Trump has announced that he's going to have this new social media site. And of course, everybody was like, oh, he did a website, which it was a joke when he made the announcement. He should have just not even announced the website. But it was actually smart that he announced the website because he got 35 million people in his database. And they continue to try to get you in there. Get a Trump signed football. Get a Trump doormat. Get a Trump this or that. All they want, that's just gathering of information. They just want the information. They want to find out what you're interested in. Because Trump, his team, they understand now how big this is. And I want you to understand this. A Wharton grad who understands real estate, who's now getting into digital real estate, and he's putting that brain that used to go into dealing with unions and crooked politicians, etc., into building a website. He doesn't have a fraction of the nonsense he's got to deal with when he goes to build a golf course or build a building. A fraction. So he can put all that energy into marketing. Who's a better marketer, Trump or Zuckerberg? Exactly. Zuckerberg has gotten lucky. He and Dorsey, whatever the guy's name is and owns Twitter. And let me tell you, they haven't had any competition. So you've got 80 million. By the way, they talked about the surge in the stock that went up. The stock that Donald Trump's partnering with went up from $12 a share to almost 50. Well, it went over 50, but it settled at 383% up at $49 a share. And they said it was driven by amateur traders. I'm focused on that because, see, they think of you as an amateur trader. That's what that's what institutional investors say when they can't control the market. Oh, these bunch of amateurs, they did it. Amateurs. There's 80 million of us amateurs out there deciding where to put our money, where to put our energy, where to put our time. Consider what happens, folks. When 80 million people abandon Facebook and Twitter, once Trump launches this site and it shows stability. This is Parler on steroids. These are the guys that watch somebody else fail at it. You think Trump's going to watch somebody fail and not learn his lessons? This is a guy that has billions of dollars to invest. He will pull in other people. He will have the best cybersecurity. He will build a robust, wait for it, loyal base of supporters. He's already got them. How many people do you think are loyal to Zuckerberg? They're like, man, that Zuckerberg, wherever he goes, whatever he says, I listen. Zuckerberg could tell you, I'm holding a party. I'm going to be holding an event. Come check out Zuckerberg. Industry people will go. Politicians will go. Do you think Zuckerberg can get 20,000 people in an arena to come see him? Him. Trump, folks, he's got people that dote on him. And if he does it right, conservatives all over the country, and even more so all over the world, are going to reap unlimited profits as they once did with Facebook. Many of us had Facebook sites, and we were raking it in because you do your post and you say, now go to my website. Once you've gone to my post, go to my website and please connect with me. And Facebook was very generous. Sure thing, Kev, go. You know, I was building, I told you I was getting 5,000 new followers a day until they decided they didn't like me. Facebook, not my followers. And so they dried it up. And eventually they killed my page. For what? Because they're segregationists. They don't like conservatives. You think I'm upset? You doggone Skippy I am. So if I know I can put my resources into something and there is no chance of me getting banned and I'm going to go at it hard and heavy, I'm going to go build 5 million people wherever, and I wish it had been my site if I had the money. I certainly tried. I tried and I failed. I'm not mad. But Trump's got billions. Think about how quickly this guy can take, I don't know what his net worth is now. He lost money. Is he worth $5 billion now? How quickly do you think this guy can take $5 billion, put it into this, gather some investors, and make it worth $100 billion, $200 billion? Facebook has a market cap of almost $1 trillion. Do you think Trump can't duplicate that? You'd have to be out of your mind to not believe that. Or to believe that, you know what I'm saying. Trump will be on par within 5 years with the Zuckerbergs, the Bezos, the Bill Gates and others, and financially speaking, that is some haute air. some highbrow air. He can look down on a lot of people who used to go, well, Mark Cuban. Can you think he'll be looking down on Mark Cuban, Mr. Chili billionaire? Worth what, $2-3 billion? $5 billion at most? Trump will be looking down at him going, look at my cyber fortune. And he isn't even, this guy hasn't scratched the surface. This is like I said, it's like Zuckerberg and these guys are flipping single family units, and Trump's going, I'm about to turn the digital landscape into a high rise. I'm going to have properties in Dubai and everywhere, and I will have the biggest, most beautiful buildings, and I'm going to build golf courses and restaurants. I've been examining this for a long time. I predicted it years ago, so you got to understand how much time and energy I've put into this. But Trump's net worth, I'm going to make you a bet. In less than 2 years, if he does this and does it correctly, easily eclipsing $100 billion, easily. How will the left react? With a real competitor in this space, their grip on America disappears. Over the next 2 years, as Trump builds out this digital landscape, if I were Zuckerberg, I'm telling you right now, he's a smart guy, but he can't see what's going to happen to him, and here's why. He doesn't have the loyalty. And let me tell you, Trump is going to play by the same rules as Zuckerberg. He can invest millions in campaigns, and he has Zuckerberg. Hey, I just did what Zuckerberg did. Think about it this way. When Trump goes, yeah, I filed bankruptcy, yeah, but those are the rules. You know what Section 230 is? It says, I'm exonerated from anything that comes on this site. I'm exonerated. You can't sue me. You can't do anything. You want a guy that knows how to bend the rules to the point of breaking, but not breaking them? It's Donald Trump. And he's doing it now in the digital world. His new media platform, if he does it right, is not going to stop at social media. I alluded to it earlier. You want to know who else is out of business? Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, etc. Can you imagine the Trump Entertainment Network where he's doing what a lot of the things I'm doing? Because he will. Let me tell you what. He can buy me out. He can buy me out. This guy is going to revolutionize the conservative version of social media, etc. And I've told many people this. I've told investors this. The conservative dollar is the best dollar on the planet. The conservative American dollar. It's the best dollar on the planet. So Trump knows this. And he's going to pull a Bezos. He's going to buy media companies. He's going to buy print media. He's going to buy radio. Podcasts will explode. All the ways of communicating are going to emanate from here. And if he's smart, it'll diversify. He'll diversify it. It won't all be under one umbrella. He'll diversify, and he will build 20 Rush Limbaughs. He will build 30 New York Times, etc. Media outlets will spring up. Journalism, folks, I know it's hard to believe, but imagine a new world where journalism actually occurs, a counter to leftist propaganda. And if anybody can gather together these collective minds of pragmatic Americans of all political persuasions, it is Donald Trump. The man who coined the term fake news may actually bring back real news, but here's the irony. Trump moves from real estate to fake estate, because see, digital's not real. Digitally speaking, this is fake. And that move of his causes the political world to reset. So Trump's going to lead this new social media and other revolution. Congress is going to have to visit Section 230. They're going to be forced to, unless they want to allow Trump to dominate those who've gone unchallenged. Zuckerberg's rebranding of Facebook is not by accident. He sees the storm coming. And in those cumulus clouds, Zuckerberg beholds a pale horse. And the man who sat upon it was Donald Trump.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.